We're back now with our final hour of music, and the focus of the hour and the high point of the broadcast today is our conversation that will be coming up in just a second with Charisse Baldoria. She talks about the performance that she's going to give tonight, free concert at 5 p.m. at Central Moravian Church as part of the Candlelight series at Music Fest. Before we turn to bring Charisse into the conversation, we'll give a quick update on the weather. Current temperature is 72 degrees. Projected high for today is 77. Likelihood of thunderstorms and moving, getting increasingly likely into the evening. Low tonight is 68. Tomorrow high of 83 as the humidity begins to rise, and high on Friday of 85. And the threat of showers and thunderstorms continuing into the remainder of the week. Now let me invite Charisse Baldoria to the microphone. Greetings.
Good morning, Ellis. Good morning, everyone.
Charisse is professor of music at Bloomsburg University in Pennsylvania. Comes to us from an interesting background in a very different part of the world.
Yes, I'm from the Philippines. I've been living in the United States since 1998, so I've been here for quite a while, but I grew up there and I finished my undergrad there. And came to the U.S. as a Fulbright scholar. So I studied here for my master's and doctorate, and then now I'm a professor teaching in Bloomsburg University.
Very interesting cultural diversity to your own approach to a concert career and a career as an educator. Mm-hmm. And I think the program that you've brought to us to be heard in Bethlehem tonight reflects some of the diversity of your own background.
Mm-hmm. I have performed a lot of standard repertoire all my life, but growing up and away from being a student, I really wanted to explore different types of music, and I realized that the music that I gravitated towards are actually very much related to my own culture. So I'm talking about Spanish music as well as Southeast Asian music. Mm-hmm. So the Philippines was a colony of Spain for 333 years, and we're also part of Southeast Asia, so our culture has influences from both. And so in tonight's program, or this afternoon's program, I'll be playing music from or inspired by Spain. I'm playing some Scarlatti sonatas, Albéniz Iberia, and some Filipino pieces that show influences of Spain as well as Southeast Asia. And then toward the end, I'll be playing the more Southeast Asian pieces. One is by a Filipino composer, another is by Debussy, who was inspired by the Javanese gamelan that he saw in Paris, and then a New Zealand composer who spent time in Bali.
Sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Anyone who has the hour of 5 o'clock free, it's if you're in downtown Bethlehem, it's very walkable. This is a free concert at Central Moravian Church. And Charisse Baldoria will give this very intriguing program, I think with very high skills as a concert pianist as well. Scarlatti, we heard a little bit of in the earlier part of our program, as well as the orchestral version of the book one of Iberia by Isaac Albéniz. Albéniz composed that music as an exile in Paris, mm-hmm. Reflecting upon the beauties of his homeland of Spain, and I guess much of the Spanish-influenced culture of the Philippines reflects that same intrigue and allure, mm-hmm. and mystique. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to hear that in the piano version tonight, as you're going to do Evocación, and help me with my Spanish.
El Albaicín, mm-hmm. and
Malaga.
Malaga, yes.
And Malaga is the city in Spain. Mm-hmm. And then Debussy, as you said, influenced in much of his work by the exotic sounds of the mm-hmm. gamelan, even as Picasso was influenced by exotica mm-hmm. in some mm-hmm. of his paintings. Shall we start with the Debussy?
Sure.
This is the Pagodas. And it is you as the pianist, mm-hmm. and we're hearing this in a live performance, and thank you so much for bringing the disc along.
Thank you.
This is Charisse Baldoria performing Pagodas by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
That was Pagodas, or Pagode, by Claude Debussy, a composition, as our guest alerted us to, very much influenced by the Indonesian Javanese gamelan. And that piece will begin the cluster of pieces at the toward the end of the concert tonight. This is the Central Moravian Church, 5 p.m., the Candlelight Series for Music Fest. The pianist, Charisse Baldoria, who will join us once more. Welcome back to the microphone.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece.
Thank you. Yeah, let me just let our viewers know, in case you heard some sliding motions or sliding sounds there, I actually performed that with a dancer. So she was doing some modern dance that's also inspired by some Asian movements. And we performed it with a poet as well as a painter who was drawing live on stage.
A little bit of a three-ring circus going on
mm-hmm.
there.
But tonight but we organized it pretty well. Yeah, so I think it came out fine.
So tonight, music alone, no dance.
Yeah,
no
music alone tonight.
No painter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful piece and very beautifully situated within two other pieces from of the same aesthetic or
mm-hmm.
of the same cultural influences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, the concert begins with two sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti. Scarlatti, Italian-born, but did all of his compositions in the court of Madrid, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And left us with an enormous number of very beautiful sonatas. And then, of course, the music of Isaac Albéniz, who is central to the music of early 20th century Spain by way
mm-hmm.
of Paris. And you'll be playing three of the piano original versions
mm-hmm.
From Iberia. I'll do this in my English Evocación. I'll let you do them. The three pieces are...
Yeah, Evocación. And El Albaicin, and the last is Malaga.
So from several of the books,
mm-hmm.
the four books of Iberia. And then a set of pieces by Francisco Buencamino.
Mm-hmm. He's a Filipino composer.
Mm-hmm. Jarana and Mayo.
Yes. So those two show Spanish and Latin influences. Jarana sounds like a habanera or a tango. I performed it recently in Buenos Aires and they were in shock. They really felt like it was a tango and couldn't believe how a country in Asia could produce such a work. And the second piece is Mayon, which is about a very famous volcano in the Philippines.
Ah, correct. And volcanic and mood.
Yes,
explosive.
Yes. It's an active volcano. So I think it recently just exploded.
I think this is a fantastic program, and I think
Thank
rather
you.
Unusual for particularly the piano concerts that are more typically heard in the Lehigh Valley,
mm-hmm.
As you've delved into your own ancestry and bringing in some composers who are new to the Lehigh Valley
mm-hmm.
and putting them on equal standing with Scarlatti and Albéniz. I think that's
mm-hmm.
quite
mm-hmm.
wonderful, and we commend you for that.
Thank you.
And I think the listeners who can make their way to Central Moravian Church at 5 p.m. this afternoon
mm-hmm.
are in for a real treat.
Thank you.
So the Debussy may be better known than the next two pieces that
mm-hmm.
we're going to hear.
Yes.
Tell us what the next piece is.
The next piece is by a Filipino composer, Ramon Santos, and he is still living. He's a good friend of mine, and he used to be dean of the College of Music of the University of the Philippines. And he is influenced a lot by ethnic indigenous music. He's kind of like Bartok in many ways. And in this piece, he was influenced by the gamelan of southern Philippines. We call it Kulintang. And you'll hear these sonorities. Our gamelan is much rhythmically faster than the Javanese gamelan. And so you'll hear this perpetual motion type of feel, black keys versus white key clusters. So it's a very interesting 20th century piece with a lot of dissonance.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the gamelan, can you describe very briefly what it looks like and what it sounds like?
Yes. So the gamelan refers to both the instrument, which is a rack of upright bronze bossed gongs. So they're placed in a row and each one is tuned, and as opposed to the hanging gongs like the tam-tam. So it's the instrument as well as the whole ensemble, which also has the hanging gongs as well as some drums.
And I've heard the phrase the Gamelan Orchestra, and that is really a grouping of 10, 12, 14.
It depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be like the really traditional ones can be as big as about 50 or more. But then nowadays, some of them are smaller and are 30. And the ones that Debussy heard were probably much less than that.
But the striking of the metallic gong with a hammer or metal on metal gives a very pungent resonance to the gamelan.
Yes.
And the harmonic structure of the music of Asia will be more pentatonic than the 12-tone scale of Western music, or?
It depends. Yes. So the pentatonic scale that Debussy was inspired by was one of them, and then that's and then there's another tuning that is a little different, and in Bali it's a different kind of pentatonic scale, which we will hear in the third piece.
Great.
So right now the Filipino piece, the composer used like a black key.
Great. So the name of the piece is Kling Tang, and it's by a Philippine based composer, a friend of Charisse's, Ramon Paygayon Santos.
Yes.
And this is, again, from a live performance that was done at Bloomsburg by Dr. Baldoria, and we're going to enjoy it now.
It has poetry.
And poetry, and the original text was by Rilke, and it's been translated into English. So an extra little multimedia excitement here.
Sum of all silence, which acknowledges itself to itself. Thunderous turning within what is struck dumb in itself. Progression pressed from time passing. Progression pressed from time passing. Star we liquefied, gone, gone, gone. Thank you.
Bravo, Dr. Baldoria. That was very, very difficult
Thank
music.
You.
This is by Ramon Pagayon Santos.
Yes.
Born in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
Philippine-based. And the title of the piece is Klingtang, which is the Filipino name of the gamelan
mm-hmm.
orchestra
mm-hmm.
and very much influenced by the percussive sounds
mm-hmm.
and the timbres
mm-hmm.
and the harmonies of the gamelan.
Yes.
It's going to be a great set of pieces tonight,
mm-hmm.
and that follows after the more traditional compositions of Scarlatti and Albanis, and then some music by another Filipino composer, Buen Camino,
mm-hmm.
and then this final cluster that begins with the Debussy Pagodas, which we heard earlier, and which influenced by the Indonesian gamelan that Debussy heard in Paris, and the composition by Ramon Santos that we just heard. And tell us about the last piece that we're going to hear now.
I wanted to perform music inspired by the gamelan, and so I searched for composers who were inspired by that. And this one is a composer from New Zealand, Gareth Farr, who spent some time in Bali, and he's a percussionist, and he learned gamelan and also directs his own gamelan now in New Zealand. So he composed a few pieces inspired by the Balinese gamelan. And the Balinese gamelan is in many ways similar to the Javanese gamelan, but it uses a different tuning. And that kind of tuning you'll hear in this piece a lot. And he actually has an imaginary conversation between Debussy and Colin McPhee, who lived in Bali for 10 years, was also inspired by Balinese music, where Debussy, like, they're kind of trashing each other, and Debussy, you know, likes to do the black key melodies, and Colin McPhee, you know, uses quotes from actually transcriptions from actual Balinese music. So it's different, it sounds different from the Debussy piece.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear some black key melodies, but that's like the Debussy versus the Balinese gamelan there. So it's like a kind of a competition in a way.
And when you refer to the black key melodies, this is using the black keys of the
mm-hmm.
piano, and that gets you
mm-hmm.
closer to the pentatonic scale that
yes.
would be more Asian in feel.
Yeah, it is pentatonic. The other one is also pentatonic. It's also five tones,
mm-hmm.
but different.
Okay.
It sounds like da 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 na 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 na, you know, that kind of a scale.
Mm-hmm. Good. Before I forget, while we were listening to the Santos composition, Charisse gave me the heads up. This music is viewable on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and type in Charisse Baldoria, Baldoria, and it would be the Bloomsburg University concert? Would it be described that way?
You'll find it easily,
okay,
I think.
Right.
Just type in my name, Charisse Baldoria. Or even maybe just Baldoria piano. It's easier.
And there's a very beautiful profile of Charisse on the WDIY website. So go to WDIY.org. You'll see a photo of her and a biographical profile of her training and her musicianship and what she's up to now. And I think a quick overview of the concert that she's giving tonight. So a very good way of preparing yourself. Again, 5 p.m. tonight, a free concert at Central Moravian Church, part of Music Fest in its Candlelight series. And very good time of day if you're ending your workday or out for a late afternoon stroll before all of the very much busier traffic of Music
mm-hmm.
Fest begins to kick in. You're not in competition with anything, I think, right at 5 p.m., so is this standard?
Probably not. Yes, it's good.
So a good time to hear music, and this is an extraordinary program by a very gifted pianist. And right now we're going to hear the Gareth Farr composition, Tentang Kara Gamelan.
Thank you.
And I add my applause to that live performance by Cherise Baldoria of the composition by the New Zealand composer Gareth Farr. Gareth Farr was born in 1968, so still a rather young composer. And as Cherise just reminded me, also did some schooling in the United States before returning to New Zealand. Name of the piece again?
Tentang Cara Gamelan, and it means on the technique of gamelan playing.
And if you have never heard a gamelan, you can get a very good sense from this piano piece of what the gamelan sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite so metallic and percussive, but there's certainly some percussion effects in the mm-hmm. the skills of the pianist. Hard to learn, hard to play, very demanding physically.
I think this one is not as hard. I mean, it sounds hard, but there are a lot of patterns.
That's the Santos, right?
Yeah, the Santos was difficult to learn at first because the patterns, well, it demands something different of the pianist. You know, like that's one thing about modern compositions. Mm-hmm. They expand the techniques.
We were chatting off mic about the piano compositions of Béla Bartók that he derived from the folkloric elements of mm-hmm. the tunes and the rhythmic patterns of the Hungarian countryside, and then bringing them into the work of the solo keyboard artist. And much can be said, I think, with what Cherise Baldoria and her composer collaborators have done with the musics mm-hmm. of Southeast Asia, Philippines, mm-hmm. and Javanese sections of Indonesia. Fabulous program. This is, again, going to be performed live this afternoon at 5 p.m., probably an hour-long program, mm-hmm. 5 to 6 or so,
mm-hmm.
at Central Moravian Church as part of the Candlelight series of Music Fest. Go out and hear this wonderful pianist and hear some music that will be new to you, and I think you'll not regret the decision. So
Thank you. Special
thanks to Cherise Baldoria for coming and spending some time with us, and urge everyone to be at Central Moravian Church. Get there early so you get a good seat. Arrive 4:45 or so, and 5 to 6 p.m. you'll hear some really wonderful music that you've never heard before, in addition to some treasured sonatas by Scarlatti and some music by Isaac Albéniz.
Thank you so much.
Pause for some messages and be back with music by Beethoven.
For program support on WDIY, we thank our members and Adams Outdoor Advertising, offering billboard advertising in the Lehigh Valley with digital billboards, poster panels, and flexible rotary displays, as well as custom advertising programs. Adams Outdoor, redefining Lehigh Valley billboard advertising. Online at adamsoutdoor.com or 610-266-9461.
We're going to conclude our program today with music of Beethoven. This is the Symphony No. 8. It's led by Roger Norrington with the Period Instrument Ensemble, the London Classical Players. Beethoven's Symphony No. 8. As we end our broadcast this morning with the Symphony No. 8 by Beethoven, period instrument recording led by Roger Norrington with the London Classical Players, again, let me thank Charisse Baldoria for coming by and being our guest at the beginning of this hour. If you missed the lead-in, have a look at her profile on the WDIY website at its homepage. She plays tonight at 5 p.m. at Central Moravian Church. Fascinating program of some Western music and some music influenced by her home country of the Philippines and Southeast Asia and the Javanese gamelan. WDIY is supported by our members and underwriters. Our classical coordinator is Valdemar Vanovskis. The classical music librarian is Janet Golub. And Neil Heaver is our operations director. This is Ellis Finger. Thank you for listening to WDIY Allentown. Headline news from NPR is next, followed by Fresh Air.